Well, it does seem like it'll be here tomorrow. Right now, we have hundreds of thousands of people that will be going around checking, validating every address in the United States. So between now and July 17th, we'll have about 140,000 Census Bureau staff that will walk 9 million blocks in the U.S. and validate and update about 145 million addresses. That's a very critical operation because a little less than a year from now, we'll be mailing out questionnaires to all of those addresses. So we want to make sure that we've got the addresses right and people will get their census forms mid-March next year.
And I know one of the major concerns that the Census Bureau has is reaching, you know, non-English speaking populations or people that may not want to come forward and present themselves because they may think that this is a law enforcement effort rather than a census effort. How do you plan to reach them?
Well, we've got two initiatives underway that will address that. First, a very substantial and robust advertising campaign. And we'll be presenting advertising in 14 different languages. And the second part of our campaign is actually to recruit folks in the local communities, trusted voices, if you will. And they could be businesses. They could work in the state or local government. They could be with a community organization or a faith-based organization. And they'll assist us in getting the message out that it's safe, it's easy, and it's important to fill out your census form.
And there are also people that are homeless, or I read recently there was this roundup of stories about the tent cities that surround different areas like Fresno, California, I think San Francisco, these tent kind of establishments or people living under bridges. Are those people counted, and how do you go about that effort?
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge for this census, but this is one of the key operations that we will be doing with the address canvassing and with our partnership program is to identify those sorts of areas. So during address canvassing, we'll be validating all the addresses. And then as we recruit local partners in each of the communities, we'll be asking them to provide their insights about what some of the special challenges we may be facing due to the economic downturn. They'll tell us the location. We'll work with those communities, and we'll put folks that they trust into those areas to encourage them to fill out their questionnaires because federal funding and resources and services that their communities will get will depend upon their census count.
We're talking this morning to Tom Messenborg, Acting Director of the Census Bureau, about the 2010 census. So you have a lot of young, new census takers that are joining on for your effort. What sort of training do you put them through, and how's your hiring process going?
Okay. The economic downturn has been a boom for us recruiting. For this address canvassing operation, we are hiring about 143,000-144,000 people. We had 1.1 million applicants for those jobs. The people that will be going out in the field validating the addresses got 5 days of training, including 1 day of training in the field. We've really been encouraged with the skill and the capabilities of the folks that we're recruiting. So we're very excited about that.
And do these same people then go and follow up with people that might not have filled out the forms? Do they knock on doors and ask people for the information?
They may. So this operation, address canvassing, will last through about July 17th. So most of the jobs are temporary, but starting next January, we'll be staffing up to actually do data collection. And at peak, we'll have about 800,000 people out in the field following up with households that did not return their census form. We're hoping that the advertising and the efforts within the local communities will minimize the number that haven't sent it back. But if you didn't return your report form, an enumerator will knock on your door. And it's quite likely many of the people that are working on address canvassing will end up working on the actual enumeration as well.
So that means going into apartment buildings, for example, and going down corridors and that sort of thing?
That means covering every address that we haven't returned a census form. So it's a big operation. It's complicated and it's very expensive. So for every 1% of the households that we don't get mailed back census form from, that costs us between $80 and $85 million to send enumerators out to the field.
Wow, that's expensive. And what do you do about all the folks that are no longer living in their homes and maybe have moved on because of foreclosures or other problems? How do you handle that?
Well, the foreclosures will be an issue during the, clearly if they've left their home, we'll mail them a report form. We won't get one back. We will send an enumerator out up to 6 times. Now, a neighbor may tell us that the folks have left. One of the challenges will be to find them where they're now located. And that'll be one of our messages both in our advertising campaign, that if you're doubling up with relatives or some friends, it is safe and it's important that you report those folks on your census form.
And do you have a BlackBerry or some kind of a device where, as the director, you'll be getting hourly or daily updates on the return rates and that kind of thing? How closely do you monitor it?
Yes, we'll be monitoring the mailback response rate very closely. Every day we will be looking at return rates in 2010 compared to the 2000 census. And if we're lagging, we're prepared to put more advertising and more resources into those local communities.
And Mr. Messenborg, does it get forwarded if for instance, a census form shows up at a particular household, the person is not there and has a forwarding address, will it get forwarded or does it go back to your offices?
If we have a forwarding address, it will get forwarded.
Okay, so it does get forwarded, even though that particular address wouldn't be accounted for.
And that's true.
All right. And so that means that people will be able to account for themselves whether or not the address can account for itself.
Yeah, and that is really the key, is to make sure that we count everyone.
Okay. And then further, if there are, particular populations that are underreported, is there any plan underway at this time to,
extrapolate?
Average out and say that this many people might have been represented by this area that didn't report?
No, there are no plans to extrapolate. There's a huge effort of our advertising. We'll be drilling down into the local media markets, and we'll be presenting advertising in different languages. We'll be using TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, and also digital for the first time. We'll be presenting that advertising in language. And in the media that those folks that have typically been hard to enumerate consume. The second part, and it's really key, are getting these trusted voices in the local communities to convince folks that may have suspicions or are skeptical about the whole census to take the time to fill it out.
And about a year ago, we spoke to the GSA. They were really getting into the process of finding office space for census. Are you squared away there that you have the physical space that you need to launch all these campaigns and enumerations from?
Yeah, we've been working very closely with the GSA. Right now, we have 150 local census offices established. We have 344 additional offices that will be opening starting at the end of August and going through December. And those offices, so in total we'll have 494 offices scattered across the U.S. And we've been working with GSA. There have been some challenges finding office space because of the downturn. Some of the lessors are finding it's a problem to get credit to do the build-out. So we've taken over that responsibility and providing them funding to actually do the build-out of the space.